The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Well, at least Rolien Marx wants to talk to us. That'll be one good thing. How are you, Rolien?
I always want to talk to you guys. I love talking to you guys. I had terrible, terrible withdrawals not being able to speak to you guys.
Right answer.
I'm good at myself, sweltering, but good.
Right answer. Yeah, and we know where you live. It doesn't just get sweltering. It gets sweltering and humid. Has that sort of kicked in already?
It's kicked in, and believe it or not, today we had rain, which is really puzzling to all of us here. But after the fires that swept through Mevomodi'im, which is very, very close to where I live, just 2 weeks ago, any rain, any healing to the land is an absolute blessing.
Okay, well, that really is good to hear, because I know in Israel you do not get rain in summer. It just does not happen. It's been quite a bit happening in Israel this week. Netanyahu has appointed Amir Ohana as justice minister. Tell us more.
Okay, so before we get into that, because it also leads to what's happening right now in Jerusalem, which is the Pride Parade, I just want to take a minute, because today is D-Day. It's 75 years since the landings at Normandy, which really changed the course of World War II, and just salute and just say a big thank you to the greatest generation, many of whom are our listeners here and around the world. And I just want to take a moment to say thank you and to express the gratitude of a free world for all their service and everything they did to ensure that we have a world that is better than we could have had following World War II. So our gratitude to the greatest generation. But let's talk what's happening in Jerusalem as we speak. Gay Pride underway. And yesterday we chatted about the possibility of Prime Minister Netanyahu announcing that Amir Ohana would be the temporary justice minister until the next set of elections on the 17th of September. Well, it was confirmed actually minutes after we came off air last night. It has been confirmed, and Amir Ohana makes history by being the first openly gay minister in our Knesset, and he is present today at Pride in Jerusalem. And you know, it actually made me giggle a little bit, because we were talking on air about RT saying that Netanyahu wants to keep that portfolio. Well, obviously they need to listen to us, guys.
Well, there you go. And we've had a listener weigh on in exactly that. What is interesting, Rolien, is I did a little bit of Googling myself yesterday about the man. And whilst his sexuality is certainly an important part of who he is, it has not dictated how he votes, because he actually walked out of a particular vote where, had he voted according to sexuality, he would have voted with the opposition, but he was a loyal Likud member who said, no, I can't do this, and he just absented himself. So interesting that it's not determinative of how he votes.
It's not determinative, and you know what? Israel is extremely proud of our record and of our rights with regards to gay rights. In fact, today, as we speak right now, this very second, there are thousands of people, tens of thousands of people marching in the capital, in Jerusalem. They are marching under police protection, because there have been threats from the far right, but they're there, they're marching, many, many citizens of Jerusalem coming out and marching in support of their fellow citizens, whether or not they're straight, whether or not they're gay, it's really none of our business. But we support the right and the civil rights of our fellow Israelis, and the Israeli police force announcing today that they will be recruiting transgender officers. So Israel once again proving that, and especially in our neighborhood in the Middle East, we are leading gay rights. We are leading the call for civil rights for our fellow human beings.
Rolien, apparently according to IDF intel, Hamas is under control, but Islamic Jihad is a wild card.
Well, this is very interesting, and this is according to the IDF Chief of Intelligence, Major General Tamir Heyman, and he was sharing his assessment on what is happening in Gaza at the moment. And he said that, you know, Hamas at the moment is very deterred from war, and they're very reluctant to try and breach any kind of truce. However, the problem remains with rogue terror groups like Islamic Jihad. And what in fact it is leading to is a clash between the two groups. So we see a standoff between them, Hamas, who kind of want to not rock the boat, give in to demands of terror groups, not try and shift anything off the axis in far as maintaining a ceasefire and all the conditions that go with it. But Islamic Jihad are a complete wild card. They are itching to enter into a conflagration with Israel. They have a lot more higher explosive potential. Those are his words, which is quite frightening. And even though we hold Hamas responsible for anything that happens in the Strip, they are responsible for reining in these rogue elements, it still remains a concern that Islamic Jihad can back the system, back the current situation and really plunge us into some kind of heated conflagration.
Raleen, what are the ideological differences between the two movements?
Not much, really. I think the issue with Hamas is better the devil you know.
Okay.
And the only slight difference, because they both share the same ideology, they're both fundamentalists, they're both extreme, they both want the destruction of the state of Israel, they both have genocidal charters when it comes to Israel and the Jews. However, the slight difference is that Hamas very, very much want to be seen as a legitimate kind of party, a legitimate kind of ruler, as we've seen over the past year or so, them trying to reach out to the English-speaking world by, you know, opening up on their Twitter accounts, taking questions, which is, you know, quite ironic because they seem to avoid any questions pertaining to their ideology. But they very much want to be seen as a little bit more moderate than they are. And of course, we have the internecine fighting between Hamas and Fatah. And Hamas very much want to extend their reach into the West Bank, and Fatah wants to extend their reach into Gaza. So we have a tug of war of power on those fronts. But Islamic Jihad, they're holding fast to what they believe in, and they just stumble believe in the destruction of the state of Israel.
Yeah, join the queue. Let's end with something positive. Let's talk about the Israeli startup who is inventing a firefighting drone to apparently help deal with arson.
Well, I tell you, I mean, we discussed it, I think, a couple of months ago. What kind of solution can there possibly be? So a startup called, if I can pronounce it right, Aircules. It's spelled quite funny. It's Aaron in Q-U-L-E-S or Aircles. Perhaps, you know, if anybody wants to enlighten me how to pronounce it properly, I've been practicing all afternoon, can't seem to get it right. But they are an Israeli startup, and they have created a drone. And the drone is capable, apparently, of carrying up to 30 kilograms in weight for more than a half an hour of flight. And it reportedly fires shells filled with flame retardant material, and apparently when these shells come into contact with intense heat, they disperse the material, and this extinguishes the fire as large as 5 square meters. And you know, a lot more scientific data on that is also that it's capable of thermal scanning at a range of 20 kilometers and can detect fires and can fly up to 90 kilometers per hour. So, you know, it's quite extraordinary. It's located in what they call the war room in Kibbutz Nir Am. And you leave it to Israeli startups. This is what makes us, and I like to say that we've progressed beyond the startup nation. We are now the innovation nation, And, you know, we're proving once again that, unfortunately, sometimes it takes the neighborhood that we live in to make us really, really innovative.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That accounts for a lot. Getting back to the name of that company, isn't that Poirot's name? Isn't it Hercule Poirot? Wasn't that where it was from? Isn't that him?
Well, it's not Hercule because, you know, that's spelled like, you know, in South Africa, we would say Hercules.
Hercules. Yes. That's him. Yeah.
But you know, in French we say Hercule, you know, very, very, very excellent. This is spelled A-I-R, like air, and then Q-U-L-E-S.
Okay, we're going to leave it there. Rolene, Shabbat Shalom and Chag Sameach for Shavuot. And we will touch base on Tuesday next week.
I have more withdrawal symptoms. More what are you guys doing to me?
Miss us. That's what we want you to do. We want you to miss us. Rolene, cheers. The time has gone 5:30. Here's the news update with Sasha.